picture this. At the ripe age of 30, I lost my voice. Now, I'm not talking about a metaphorical loss of voice where you just can't find the right words. No, I'm talking about the real deal. Mute as a mouse, silent as a grave. It felt like someone hit the mute button on my life and I was left scrambling for the remote. Let me tell you, losing your voice isn't just a bump in the road. It's like getting sucker punched by fate itself. I mean, I thought I was my voice. It was my ticket to the party, my passport to the world. So when it disappeared, I found myself standing at the edge of a cliff, staring into the abyss of silence, wondering if I'd ever find my way back. But guess what? I didn't just stand there wringing my hands and waiting for a miracle. Oh no, I grabbed life by the reins and decided to ride that wild stallion called adversity like a pro. Because here's the thing, we all have off the edge or off the cliff moments. Those times when life throws us a curveball so fast, we're left wondering if we even brought it back to the game. But you know what keeps us from taking that final leap? It's love, not just any love, mind you. It's the love we have for ourselves. I mean, think about it. Regardless of our past triumphs or epic fails, we all have the power to hit that reset button, to reinvent ourselves, to become the rock stars of our own lives. And let me tell you, rock stars don't let a little thing like losing their voice stop them from shredding on that guitar of life. So what did I do? Did I curl up in a ball and cry myself to sleep every night? Or maybe a little. But then I got up, dusted myself off, and decided to write my own story, literally. I poured my heart and soul into books, turning my struggles into fuel for inspiration. But let me tell you, the road to redemption wasn't a stroll in the park. Oh no, it was more like a marathon. Through minefield, I faced snide comments, jeers from peanut gallery, and even doubt to fill a library. But you know what? I laughed in the face of adversity, flipped it the bird, and kept on trucking. Because here's the thing about pain, it's temporary. Yeah, it stings like a bee in your bonnet, but it can't hurt you forever. It's like stubbing your toe. Sure, it hurts like hell for a minute, but then it's over, and you're left with nothing but funny story to tell at parties. So here's my challenge to you, my fellow warriors of resilience. Embrace the suck. Embrace the pain, the doubt, the fear of unknown, because on the other side lies greatness. On the other side lies a new beginning, a chance to reinvent yourself into the badass you were always meant to be. So let's just strive. Let's strive. Let's thrive. Let's kick adversity in the teeth, laugh in the face of doubt, and dance like nobody's watching. Because when life throws you a curveball, you don't just hit it out of the park. You do a freaking victory dance around the bases. So who's with me? Who's ready to grab life by the horns? Ride that wild stallion called adversity like a pro and come out on the other side stronger, wiser, and more badass than ever before. I'll see you all on the other side, my friends. Let's do this.